time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad this morning. Not too bad. It's a, I don't know, just weather-wise, it just kind of looks like it has the last few days. Not great.
Yeah.
Not bad. Kind of in between. Not a lot of sunshine yesterday.
No. Not going to see much today either.
No, didn't think so. Oh, well. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell you today about W&S Appliance. Hi, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a couple of 20-inch electric ranges, one gas, one electric, both in very good condition. A couple of used cooktops, one electric, one gas, in good condition. Got an older stack washer-dryer combination. Works good. 16-cubic-foot upright freezer in good condition. One used front-load washer near new. Got a stack washer-dryer combination that's practically new. Used Maytag drying center. Got a side-by-side refrigerator in very good condition, large capacity. Used portable electronic air cleaner. One used top freezer refrigerator in like new condition, 18-cubic-foot. Got three used built-in dishwashers. Got another used refrigerator and also a large capacity side-by-side. Lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity models. If you got a space problem, we can stack some of those units to take care of that problem. Also carry Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and dryer. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. You can see those at W&S Appliance. Water heaters, gas, and electric, they're made in the United States, and we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course, yes, we service it after the sale. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And now that the winter season, for the most part, seems to have disappeared, although I'm still not ready to rule out snowfall. I saw a few flakes yesterday floating around out there. You just never know what you're going to get and when you're going to get it. But it's time to start kind of looking ahead, hopefully toward the spring and summer months here. And as soon as the winter season ends, typically folks want to get outside, spend a little bit more time in the outdoors, maybe out in the lawn. A lot of folks like to have a good-looking lawn as well. And there are a lot of things that you can do right now, actually, that can help you get there during the course of the summer season. One of those things you can do right away to get your lawn ready for the year would be to rake away some of the stuff that's out there. You take a look at your lawn early in the spring, and I guess we're still early in the spring since we really haven't turned much, although we've seen a lot of greening of the grass here in the last maybe week or 10 days. But still, a lot of that crud that's left over from the winter months, you might want to get rid of some of that stuff, the debris, leaves and sticks and different types of things that may have fallen, ended up in the yard over the course of the winter. That gives you kind of a fresh start for the spring. And if you have any leftover rubbish on the lawn, all that kind of stuff can get in the way of things like mowing and watering and planting seed and different things that you might want to do. And also just the raking itself can really help out your lawn. A lot of the experts say that raking has the added benefit of loosening the surface of the soil, and that encourages some healthy airflow there as well. So kind of gives you a little jump start to what you want to get accomplished this year if you're looking for that perfect lawn this year. Now, one of the other things that the experts say that you can take a look at doing is applying some more grass seed, too. You look for areas with weak grass growth or maybe some grass that hasn't bounced back after the winter season. It happens sometimes. Maybe use a strong rake to open up the surface. And then just mix the grass seed with new and healthy soil and spread that soil and grass seed mixture over the surface. And then make sure, of course, you water it fairly regularly, too, so you can get that going fairly rapidly here in the early part of the season. Fill in some of those holes out there. Mulch is also something that folks can do in the spring. Some of those lawn and garden experts talk about mulch being that protective covering that you can toss out there to your soil to help lock in the moisture. Mulching with a depth of like 2 to 4 inches around the bases of trees and shrubs and in flower beds can help retain water and also keep the plants warm here during this early part of the season. Now, watering is also one of those things that can be done, too, but the experts say that you want to be a little bit careful with that, too. Many homeowners will water their lawns often, but with little water. However, they say that it's really better to water only when your lawn needs it with a lot of water. Because if you water deep and only once in a while, then you train the grass roots to dig a little bit deeper into the soil. If you tend to water lightly and water all the time, then what you kind of end up doing is training the roots to just stick around the surface. Don't need to go very low because they're going to find everything they need right up top there, and that can lead to some other issues as well. Another thing to look out for this time of the year, if you're looking to get things going again, is snow mold. That's a condition that's caused when the grass doesn't receive enough oxygen because it's been covered in snow. Not too sure we had too many problems with that this year, but if there's some places where the snow really stacked up and stuck around a lot longer in the backyard maybe than it did in some other places, you just never know. Snow mold will reveal itself, of course, when that snow melts away. But if you do rake your lawn before the snow arrives, they say that can reduce the risk of snow mold happening. Sometimes people with a history of snow mold will try to avoid that condition by mowing the lawn well into the autumn and then spreading snow evenly across the lawn during winter. That seems a little excessive, though. And after shoveling the driveway and the sidewalk, do you really want to go shovel the yard, too? Not real bad. No, not real bad. Mowing is also an issue, too. Everyone has their ideas about mowing. Some folks mow the lawn. Some folks cut the grass. There is a difference. There is a difference. Folks who go out and want to really manicure and take care of the lawn take a lot of time and interest in doing that and take good care of their equipment and make a thoughtful trip through the yard. And then there are folks who, quite frankly, just want to cut the grass. All they're worried about is knocking it down. So they sometimes will set it low, scalp the yard, go real fast. Doesn't really matter. Just get through all that. Well, if you're inclined to mow, one of the things you need to do is make sure you have a sharp blade. Because if you have a dull blade, you can really cause some problems out there. Also, you want to mow often because grass doesn't adjust well to infrequent mowing. If you keep your grass a bit on the longer side, it'll actually grow thicker and healthier, and it'll have better established root systems as well. Better roots will help your grass survive insects or drought. Different issues. The Environmental Protection Agency says many turf grass species should be kept around 2.5 to 3.5 inches long. Now, what is the proper mowing height? Well, it kind of depends on a few different things, but it's relatively standard. You might see a couple of, an inch, half inch difference here and there depending upon what you have. But Kentucky bluegrass lawns should be mowed at a height of 2.5 to 3 inches in the spring and fall months. Bluegrass lawns should be mowed at a height of 3 to 3.5 inches in the middle of the summer, June, July, and August. A higher mowing height in the summer helps to cool the crowns of the turf grass plants. It encourages deeper roots and also provides more leaf area for photosynthesis during the stressful summer months as well. Now, if you mow below the recommended range, then you can scalp the turf and then cause the turf grass to deteriorate too. And if you mow extremely low, that decreases the total leaf area, carbohydrate reserves, root growth, all those kinds of things disappear. It creates a situation where the turf grass plants can't produce enough food to meet their needs, and that makes the plants more susceptible to things like drought and the high temperatures, burnout, and injury from wear as well. In addition, the bare areas that can be created by a decrease in turf grass density also tend to increase the chances of weed problems. Those nasty weeds, they just look for a place to go. Mowing too high can also create some problems for you as well. If you mow above the recommended range, it tends to reduce the tillering and causes matting of the grass as well. And reduced tillering results in fewer and coarser plants. Matted grass can create a microenvironment that encourages disease development too. And when it comes to mowing, how often should you mow? Well, depending upon the growth rate of the turf grass and mowing height, that should kind of determine your frequency. A general rule among the experts is never remove more than one-third of the total leaf surface at any one mowing. Shorter mowing heights require more frequent mowing, and a lawn that's maintained at about a 2-inch height should be mowed when the grass reaches a height of 3 inches. If you maintain your lawn at a 3-inch height, then you want to cut it when it gets to about 4.5 inches. Now, 1 inch of growth is removed when the lawn is maintained at a 2-inch height, and 1.5 inches of growth is removed when the grass is maintained at a 3.5-inch height. During favorable growing conditions, and gee, how often do we have those anymore, it may take grass 5 to 6 days to grow an inch, 8 or 9 days to grow an inch and a half. And depending upon whether you fertilize or irrigate, the different weather conditions we might have and other factors too, that also can help to determine the growth rate of the turf grass. Some folks like to just do it every Saturday. Some folks actually go out and kind of take a look at it and see what you need to do and make plans. Of course, it seems like in the spring, especially when the grass really seems to be growing a lot quicker, it seems until we get into the heat of summer, tend to almost mow twice a week just to be on the safe side and make sure you keep it in good shape. And when you do go out and mow that grass, should you bag it or just let it sit? Well, when the lawn is mowed properly, the grass clippings actually don't need to be removed or bagged. Small clippings will filter down into the turf, and they quickly decompose, returning essential plant nutrients back into the soil. Lawn clippings do not significantly contribute to thatch development, as is sometimes popularly thought. But grass clippings may need to be bagged or raked and removed when you mow extremely tall grass. You also may want to bag the grass clippings and use them as mulch in your vegetable and flower gardens as well. So some different things you may want to consider there also, but mowing. Just love doing that, don't we? I actually do. Yeah. I enjoy mowing. You know, it's a time when I can go out, put the headphones on, and or earbuds, I guess, in today's case. But, you know, you're kind of out there. You're outdoors. You're doing something outside. You're out where other people are, but yet you're kind of by yourself.
Yep.
Put the headset on. Yeah. When you live on a busy corner somewhere, it kind of gets tough sometimes to mow because you're out there. The lawnmower's running. You can't really hear anything anyway. People drive by and yell at you, and then they think you're just being standoffish because you didn't respond to them. Well, I couldn't hear you. The mower was running. And then sometimes folks stop and want to talk, and then you never get your mowing done. Mm-hmm. Then by the time you get the backyard finished, the front yard's ready to mow again. It's grown back so much. Good times looking ahead for us. Always something to do. We're shoveling snow or we're mowing the lawn, one or the other. Kendall Warren back in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us more about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got microwave ovens, countertop units, and over-the-range microwave hood combinations. Lots of gas electric ranges, freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order. Built-in ranges, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. Do have some closeouts on some models because of model changes. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 75 units. More on the way, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Stop and see us and try to do it today. The pot's on. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. You know, some other things to consider in the lawn, too, like violets. You get those little patches of violets that might grow in some yards, or creeping Charlie, all kinds of different types of things like that. Now is really the time to take a look at those things in the early spring, too, if you're going to make some adjustments to your lawn and try to get rid of some of those things, whether it be by using different applications or trying to dig them up. Now's typically the time to do that. You have time to fill in some of those areas and get it to bounce back here for a good year. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.